Hello and welcome to the Dreamscape. Yesterday I had many dreams, but none that I could recall and bring into a story format. Most of the dreams were kind of in and out, just an image, and it had a lot of like connections to stuff, but none that were quite that helpful. But today, I had quite a few dreams. I would say two significant dreams, but I think as I explain, I'll see more connection. I was on a school bus, and we were heading back, we were packing everything up, and we had, yeah, we had somebody's luggage unpacked, and they had, I'm trying to remember the objects that I had. There was one that had like a zipper. It was something like a case for a switch. The person brought entertainment. And it was entertaining. But there was music playing. And I explained to the person whose stuff it was that I didn't think we were close enough to arriving because the music hasn't changed yet. It did change, but it didn't change to the right music. To which that was incorrect because all of a sudden I notice where we are and I'm like, oh, we're very, very close to this place. So I started to unpack and then everybody, we start to unpack and there's so much stuff built up at the front of the bus. That the rest of the class actually leaves and out of the back of the bus. Ooh, and then we. So then, her, I, and two others stay on the bus. And then kind of more people kind of come in and out, and then I mentioned that we're all the introverts because we want to be on the bus. More people kind of came, and it's kind of the thing where the guys were on one side of the bus, and most of the girls were on the other side of the bus, except for three people who are kind of antisocial. They kind of came in a little bit later, and they went into the back kind of part of the bus, so they're a little bit out of the communication, and they kind of sit there, and then. And then everybody starts to share photos. So they pull out a bunch of photos and they start to pass them around. And this is what I was saying when I was doing this. And I didn't have any photos to share. And the photos were interesting. Also, the bus seats were like way too close. So nobody could go beside me. Like they were all like. You'd have to like move, like you'd have to like grab them and slide them over to move in and sit. But we didn't end up doing anything else after that because the I think the dream shifted. The next dream that came about was a dream around grappling and wrestling. So I was in some class, and I was wrestling somebody. Oh, wait a second. I called over somebody. I called over somebody because I was in somehow, I was in like a 5v5 fight, and there was a group of four people from one team and another team that were like bundled up, and it's like I was playing Heroes of the Storm, but like it was it, not at all. It was like grappling, but all the significant images were of people. But all the rules weren't exactly it at all, because there was also like a mess of people kind of grappled up together. And then I pull them away, and then the healer, which is now a tiny speck, who's Deckard Cain, falls from pinched between the wall, and then as he fell, I like somehow throw him over my shoulder, and then he's about to fall in a pool of lava. But there's like, he's gonna land on like a metal bar, because like he's gonna land on a metal platform that just protects people from falling in the lava. He's gonna end right at the end, but right before he hits it, I pull the lever away with like a just like a wait for me to do it. I pull the lever away, and then he falls into the lava, and I close it up. So then I go to get back into the fight, but then I realize our healer is standing off to the side. So I say, come on in, we're going to win the fight, just go in and heal, and we'll win. And then as I head back into the fight, I go over, and there's like a big body that has like, like somebody's neck is like wrapped up in like a bunch of tape, and that's how I have to get into the fight. So just like this person, and I start like hacking through with a dagger or like a knife or something. I start pressing through this tape, and I just cut it all apart. I just dig in, but it's tough tape, and then somehow this whole thing shifts because I have to like, I start to grapple somewhat, and then I end up with a large person on the ground, and I'm trying to pin them at some point, and I'm just doing things usually. They have some sort of advantage, but I'm just trying to get my thing, and we're doing it, and this woman's in like just jogging, gray jogging sweatpants and whatnot, and she then explains to me that she really loses a fight when her hips get flipped over. And she explained to me that, like, the position, and I was like, oh, okay. And this, like, she's very close to, like, my gym teacher. She's much larger, and more built, like, but she's different too, because she's like more overweight, and then there's a weird thing where like you can dislocate her waist from her top, and then this is the thing that was strange, and it was very weird, because I was grappling with mainly her legs, and then I flipped them over, and her body doesn't, it's not connected, but now it's like, they're nodes from Blender. This is like a definite sign I've been using Blender a significant amount, because now they're nodes, and I need to connect them, like it's a now confusing thing. So then, nothing's kind of making sense. The position gets reset. And then other people kind of show up, and it makes it frustrating. I'm like, why can't I just practice this whole thing? I'm gonna get this position eventually. And then, oh yeah, so it's like she was like really tired. She didn't want to do it, and it was like I had no resistance, so it was super easy for me to get into the position. And it was kind of depressing. And then two other people showed up, and they started like, I don't know what they're doing. I really didn't like one of them. I didn't like her so much that I took a wooden box and I smashed her in the face with it. I just kept hitting her in the face because I was really angry. She didn't react at all. It's like the box broke on her face and it didn't matter. It was very strange. Yeah, it was very wild. I was angry. I really didn't like her. And then she said, "Okay, well, tomorrow or someday you're gonna come back in and you're gonna fight. You're gonna face." And she described this man who moved with the wind. And he made the wind move. He would fight you along the wind. And that was the Dreamscape. Thank you for showing up. And if you enjoy listening to dreams and if you want to share your own, give me a text message at 613-902-1470. That is 613-902-1470. Thank you.